So we're at time for the delegates meeting. I'm going to call it to order. I'm the chair of the delegates assembly. Would the secretary please call the roll for the delegates assembly? Just to clarify for people, the delegates meet separately from the local station board, although it's the same people. The delegates are a superior body because the delegates have the power to elect people to the Pacific and National Board and to vote on the bylaws. That's the business that we're taking up today, to fill the vacancy on the Pacific National Board and to vote on the bylaws amendment.
Aren't you going to call roll?
Yes, I just had a second to call the roll and explaining to the body why we're having a separate meeting. If people will stop objecting and speaking out and listen, they'll hear what's going on.
In 3 months.
Secretary, will please call the roll of the delegates assembly.
Chuck Anderson.
Presente.
Ankeny Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Steve Brooks requested an excused absence. Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins.
Present.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty requested an excused absence. Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger. Lamont Yakey.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We have the same two excused absence requests that were for the LSB. Those are Steve Brooks and Jim Lafferty. Is there a motion to accept the excused absence?
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay. Move to second. Any objections? Seeing none, the absence requests are approved. Ms. Medina, can you serve as timekeeper for this as well? The time limit for speaking is 90 seconds per speaker. That's our standard. Please honor that. The agenda was distributed. Basically, the items on the agenda are the election of a PNB list of directors to fill a vacancy and a vote on the proposed bylaws. Amendment is one remaining for consideration. Any objections to the agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. There are minutes of previous delegates' assemblies from October 18th of 2014, December 7th of 2014, and January 25th of 2015. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I move.
Okay.
Who's the record?
I'll say that Medina moved and...
I'll second.
Merrick seconded.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm tabbed.
Any objections to the minutes of the delegates' assemblies earlier in the year? Seeing none, we'll consider the minutes approved. And thank you, Secretary. So the first item of business is the election of the PNB listener director, member of the Pacifica National Board, filling a vacancy. We'll take nominations from the floor. We have about 25 minutes for this process. Zina?
I nominate Lawrence Reyes.
Okay. All right, seconded by Ms. Graywall. Any other?
We don't need seconds for nominations.
Yeah. Any other nominations?
I nominate Fred Blair.
Okay. Mr. Reyes, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Blair, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Are there any further nominations? We can take candidate statements for a minute each under the approved agenda. Mr. Blair, alphabetically.
Where do you go first?
Okay, Mr. Reyes.
With respect to my other, I'm happy to do that. So I had been a PNB director last year during the tumultuous time, and we, I believe, we prevailed in a very diplomatic way. It wasn't easy, but we did prevail, and so I have experience, and I would not miss any meetings. I would show up. When I'm asked to, and I'll be on those calls. So, I'm very active in committees here, governance, PNB program and oversight committee, PNB governance committee,
audit,
PNB audit when it's called, and GM search committee. So I'm pretty dedicated, and I won't let you know.
I've allowed myself to be nominated for PMB today, even though I know I will not win, just so I can make a public statement. The current KPFA and PMB majority is reflected in the statement made by Brian Edwards Teeter, Pacifica Finance Committee Chair, at the last NFC meeting. At the rate KPFA is bleeding, it will take the network down pretty soon. That is a remarkable statement accomplished only 15 months of this majority rule. This present majority has completely failed to even the most minimum financial oversight, with preliminary reports showing a $600,000 deficit for last year and over $500,000 year-to-date, which will surely increase by the end of this fiscal year. As chair of the audit committee for the last 3 years, this majority has for 2 years in a row failed to complete a timely audit as
it complies with
the state of California and the CPB.
Time. Okay, thank you. It's time for a minute.
What's going on?
Your sentence. There's a minute, but please finish your sentence.
California and the CPB thus forfeiting about $2 million in funds from the CPB. I have attended all local financial meetings since I have been on the LSP, and better financial management
is my concern.
What I will bring to the PMB if elected.
All right, thank you. So we have time for questions from LSP. Delegates to the candidate
from the board.
Ms. Medina.
So for both candidates. What do you propose as a solution to our fiscal problem, which goes far beyond the 15 months that has been claimed to be have a certain majority? What is your concrete solution to get Pacifica back on track? Thanks.
Go ahead, Mr. Brown, one first.
Okay. First of all, we need financial transparency and management that will financially put the organization back in proper working order.
Okay, so I believe there has been financial transparency, because if that wasn't the case, then how would the information be out there that Mr. Peppler is sprouting about? So there has been financial transparency, because as a result of having this information at your fingertips, and as a result of the audit in itself, the audit committee has not met for the last 6 months since Mr. Blair has been chair.
For the last 6 months?
We met
in May.
Right, and then you unilaterally postponed the next 2 weeks.
And why is
okay,
that? Why is the 2014 discussion?
Excuse me, there's no provision for crosstalk here between the candidates. It's only answering questions. Mr. Fred has a question.
Point of order, he's attacking Fred. Fred has
Okay, thank you. Mr. Fred has a question.
We're unique among our.
Just push the cord in the back of the mic, maybe? More on the board?
Yes, we're unique in that we have a voting system that allows representation of both the majority and the minority. And this is a unique situation where the majority covers the minority, and now we're voting once again, and we won't have that. Do you believe in that system of representative voting that we had? And should the LSP be sending study candidates to the national board that reflected the entire body?
Is that a question to me?
Yes.
Yes, I do believe in that. There's also a fact that consequences of things that happen naturally. And there are such things as natural consequences for those things that are not brought out to the light, and your side has done that, keeping things in the dark for a long time.
Well, we're all set.
Okay, Mr. Crumshaw, a question?
May I have the mic?
Oh, sorry. There you go.
Both of... is the mic on? Should be.
There you go.
Okay. All three of us served on the GM search committee, and I wondered what you might bring to this body based on how that experience informed your knowledge of how the OSB committees operate. And you could take that Lawrence and then Fred.
Okay, sure. I know that you three were four. There was four of you who were in a minority. And as a result of that, you boycotted some of the GM search committee meetings. Or you decided not to show. There's been documentation.
That's not true. It's not true.
There's documentation on that. There's documentation on that. And so what I would do is, if I was in the minority in the GM search committee, I would show up.
Just a point of clarification, not true. No. I attended every meeting that was called that I was able to get to. I think maybe I missed one or two, as some of your people.
When I was president, I was present at the last meeting that where the final pool of candidates were voted on. And so was Steve Brooks and John Wenger. And John Comstow couldn't make it because he had a pre-existing meeting in the morning.
Well, that's been pretty much...
But in any case, I turn to respond. All I can say about the search committees is there's been many problems at Pacifica with the search committees, not just at this station, but other stations. And unfortunately, they're too politicized. In some cases, they don't follow the rules. And all I can say is that needs to be fixed by the board of directors.
Okay,
I don't know if it needs a bylaw.
That's the time for response. Thank you. I have a question I'd like
what
to ask.
Information? What is the time for response?
It says on your agenda.
It says on the agenda. There's a minute for the questions and a minute each for the candidates to respond to each question.
Is somebody timing?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear a friend say it was time.
My question to both candidates is, would you be willing to make a written director's report to the board following each national board meeting?
We tried that.
Yes, in cursive or even typed?
I prefer electronically, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Blair.
I'm willing to make some kinds of reports. I see we'd like to increase the workload on the directors, considering all the tasks that have to be done. Some people are good at writing reports and some aren't.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Merritt?
Is my mic on? Is this...
Yes.
All right. One of the realities of this board is that we've been quagmired in the process at every turn. Rules are held up to take precedent over common sense and moving meetings forward. Hence, we have many meetings that don't provide any fruit whatsoever. We've had an hour and a half go by taking roll call and getting minutes approved and not getting the minutes approved. In your opinion, should rules take precedent over the functionality of the meeting and actually producing work? Lawrence first, and then Mr. Blair.
Chair.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
We are, for lack of a better word, mandated to follow Robert's order. But I don't think the rules are more important than process and functionality. So I think that's really the job of the chair and the vice chair working together, or the executive board working together to be able to move things forward. And also for members to be diligent about, you know, the motions that they make and the time that they use.
Blair?
Well spoken as a politician. Robert's Rules of Order are no panacea, but they are a method of resolving issues, and they're used by all organizations in this country and probably outside of it, in one form or another. They do work, but they depend on the people wanting to resolve issues and being able to work together. And there's no general solution.
And for the body, I'm a social
worker. We're in time for the board questions. We have time for public comment and questions to the candidates. Can somebody take, is there a long cord mic?
That one, yeah.
So it's
60 seconds, 1 minute each for the questions or comments, and please try to keep it pertinent to the question of the national board member that are conducting the vote.
Yes, my question to you both would be, beyond the financial transparency and beyond adequate process of meeting, we have to be smart and vigil in getting the right information and doing the right thing by the mission statement and upholding the mission statement as the core value of anything Pacifica touches. Therefore, I insist and I would want to hear your position, ardent position on the mission statement identifying Pacifica Foundation and in the process.
Want to go first?
No, you have to get all the questions first, and then you respond.
All right, thank you. Additional questions from the public?
I don't know, somewhere democracy is expensive, and we've managed not to have a board election at this station and some other stations for a long time. My question is the bylaws require a one-year participation of this board before you can move up to the national, or this committee before you can move up to the national board. Is that field going to be larger than the two or three people, given that almost the entire board is rolling over in this election?
I should clarify to everyone, the seat we're filling is going to expire in December, so there'll be a new board seated in January, no matter what happens with this vote.
Well, I have two questions here, which are not linked, so I hope they get separate in time allowances. I mean, one being, what can you do in your position to expand the listenership? And the other one being, what can you do in this position to, and what would be your first steps to reduce dysfunctional polarization on the board?
Is there a way?
Quick question. So, usually in a nonprofit corporation, the advisory board's job is to create programs within that organization that can be funded by grants and bring in money. So, what would you do on the national board to push us towards that? Because we desperately need it.
What would either of you suggest specifically to cut down on the factional aspect of our problem here? And what would you suggest specifically to enhance our organizational and financial survival? Any specific ideas other than saying it's a good idea?
More time. Good question.
Okay, so we're at time for the questions. We'll take responses from the candidates.
They're 1 minute each.
Some of the things that can be done to reduce the dysfunctionality of the boards is, first of all, reduce the size of the board to about the size of a jury, which is about 10 to 12 people. That would make it a lot easier for these boards to meet and do their work. And as far as Pacifica goes, getting competent management in would make a go a long ways in terms of increasing our listenership and increasing our revenue. Those are two of the things I can think of right off the top of my head.
She asked a question about the mission
statement. As far as the mission statement goes, it's a beautiful statement, but it's very generalized. Pacifica's mission is to deal with the issues of the day and get intelligent people on the air to talk about those, to all educate us and give us ideas on where we should be going.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes, have a minute.
The mission, as far as the mission statement being slam dunk, I think it's the beacon of light in the middle of the ocean that guides us into the darkness. And we're in dark times right now, and we all need to pull together to do what we can to increase our finances, increase our community participation, and increase our mission statement in terms of something that's not just general but tangible. And I don't know if I forgot anything else.
The question about the board itself raising money or seeking grants.
Oh, okay. That's definitely something that the board has to do. There's a lot of people that will complain about our finances, but they will not lift one penny or one finger to do anything about the finances.
He has 5 seconds.
I would be able
to put it down. Thank you.
Okay, tell the instructions.
Okay, so since Mr. Goodman is not here, is the secretary going to act as teller?
I'm going to pass out paper ballots, write down the name of the candidate. I'll collect them. I'll sit down here and count them. And if you want to observe the count, please. If a member of the public wants to observe the count, they can do that also after I collect the ballots and take my seat here.
So just to clarify, all elections in the Pacific are either a single transfer vote or in the case of a single seat, it's an instant runoff IRV. You can indicate your single choice or as many choices as you wish. You can write people in. If you're putting more than one name in the ballot, please put the number of order of preference. So it's number one to your first order, number two to your second.
You're opening a big box by even offering.
It's too bad. With operating procedure, we have to follow the rules.
Did you say we put
one? You can put as many names as you want. If you put more than one name, just indicate the order of preference. That's what I was
saying. I'll put your
finger. Does anybody need a pen?
Are you voting?
She's forfeiting her vote.
There's only two candidates?
Yes.
Unless you ready.
All right. Yeah. All right.
He's coming.
Here we go. Has everybody filled out their ballot? If so, please raise it up so that the teller can collect.
Can it disappear?
Okay, please note that Kim Coffin's not here. I didn't give her a ballot. I don't leave ballots sitting out, so if she doesn't appear before I collect them all and sit down,
then she
will have missed the election. Is that understood?
Yes.
If you want to go find her, you can find her. I looked. I couldn't find her, but I'm not going to leave a ballot there. And once I have all the ballots, it's the election, the balloting will be concluded. Unless the board decides otherwise to do it. Oh, here we go.
She does it all the time, so what's the question?
Oh, it's not public comment yet? Reality check.
I have a prior commitment. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Ben.
Are there any ballots that need to be collected from board members? If that's the case, the balloting is closed and the canvas will begin.
Any member
of the room wants to come up?
What?
Do it in the middle of the room, please.
I don't.
Please. Especially after 3 months of no quorum.
If anybody wants to come up and observe the tally, they're welcome to do so.
Should I announce each ballot as I.
I'm sure. I put them in piles according to the.
Thanks, Bella.
One for Lawrence Reyes. One for Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes listed as number one. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes as this is number one. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes, this is number one. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Fred Blair. Ballot for Fred, I assume that's Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Lawrence Reyes. So, I'll count them once more.
Three for Blair.
Lawrence Reyes, ballots are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. Fred Blair's outs are 1, 2, 3. Now, do we need to address...
No.
Do we need
this
address,
is an overwhelming majority.
I mean, I'm not a STD doctor. We need to...
That passes
the threshold.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Secretary of
the chair can not see results.
Okay. I think we can consider that Mr. Reyes has been elected to fill the position of director on the Pacific National Board. For the end of the term. Everyone. The second item of business on the delegate assembly is the proposed bylaws amendment. The only remaining bylaw, I believe, is the amendment concerning in-person meetings of the Pacifica National Board. There were some changes to the language. The existing bylaws language says that there should be an annual meeting of the board in January of each year and at such other times and places as agreed to by majority vote of the board. The board shall also regularly meet in March, June, September of each year. The four regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio station areas so that meetings cannot take place twice in the same radio station area. The changes to the language would be to eliminate the word also regularly meet in March, June, September, to change that to the board shall meet 1 to 4 times each calendar year as agreed by a majority vote of the board of directors. The 1 to 4 in-person regular board meetings shall rotate through the five foundation radio station areas. So essentially the change is to make it optional to have more than one meeting in a year. I think this is primarily an economy measure because they're extremely costly to the board to fly people to different regions of the country and to put them up. Okay, and Ms. Brosson?
So I've been bringing this amendment to the National Board since 2011, and the one thing that the new board members, the prospective board members should realize is that it takes a long time sometimes to get some things done. In 2010, when the Pacifica National Board held 4 meetings according to the bylaws, it cost the foundation $110,000 to hold those 4 in-person meetings. The way the bylaw section was written also precludes the PNB from legitimately holding monthly regular meetings. Instead, they've been calling them special meetings, even when it's a general agenda. So this fixes that as well. And the purpose of the amendment change was not to limit the number necessarily of the number of meetings when necessary, but to allow us to still abide by the bylaws when we can't afford to have 4 meetings in person a year. Now, we just had one in June, and we were able to bring it in way under budget compared to our last meeting in L.A., which cost $35,000 to the foundation. This one will come, I mean, the tiny bills are still coming in, but it wouldn't be more than like $18,000 by my estimate. We were given a budget of $20,000, and that's much less, and the only in-person meeting we have this year. So, but, you know, that doesn't preclude us from having more when we need to, were we to have a bylaws convention or something like that. So it fixes 2 things, and I urge everyone to vote for it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. President. Is there any discussion by the board? Mr. Grimshaw?
having served on the board for a year, I see the importance of meeting in person. Although it may be difficult to arrange, I believe that we can look into less expensive alternatives. But having a meeting on the phone is not the same as meeting in person. It's much more important to actually see the people that you are communicating with, people that are from other stations, and to have a chance to talk with them. And some of the most important things occur in the informal times outside of the meetings, where we're able to meet and discuss. We're able to see other stations. It's a very important part of what we do. And although I know that now with the board majority, the standard practice will be that any objections to the contrary will be ignored, I would still urge people to consider the importance of meeting in person. It is not anything other than making sure we live up to our responsibilities. And I think the public, for example, if we meet in Houston, can attend. Members of the public in New York, or members of the public in Berkeley.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crutcher. I saw additional comments, Ms. Medina, Mr. Reyes, and Mr. Argueta.
Okay, real quickly. So I am urging folks to vote yes on this amendment for the following reasons. As mentioned before during the candidate statements, we're in a big deficit. Having very costly in-person meetings is not one of the solutions to try to get us out of debt. I do agree that in-person meetings are vital and critical, and I enjoy meeting people face-to-face when I talk to them over the phone, but also I acknowledge that as a board, not only do we have to be diligent in finding ways to fundraise, but also be diligent in having to cut back when it's necessary. When we're in a different financial landscape, hopefully in the near future, we can allow for more meetings as this amendment would allow. Thanks.
So I'm going to support this motion, and also just want to report that as a member of the LSB and as a member of the committee that was participating in the PNB, in-person PNB meeting here, it was probably, and Lydia could speak to this, it was probably the least expensive PNB meeting we ever had in history. And it was very well, yes, I think it was a very well attended meeting. So we just don't have the money. I mean, everybody, I understand Mr. Crutcher's sentiment, but we just don't, right now we're in a crisis and we need to climb out of this crisis.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Argueta.
Thank you. Yes, this year we only had, or will have only one meeting, I think, at the national board. That's it. So if we don't change it, then we are obligated to have four. Now, where in the world we're going to fit those other three that are missing? And who's going to pay for it? That's pretty much impossible. I also agree, and I think everyone agrees, in-person meetings are the best. I mean, I am opposed to have, you know, one or two meetings. Actually, I am, but I mean, there's no way out anyways. So how are we going to do it? You know, we save a lot of money. Now, one of the things that, yes, you know, we all agree is that saving money right now. So it does have opened the possibility, it has opened the possibility to have more meetings. But as now, we only can have one. And that's all we're going to have this year. So anyways, if we don't do it anyway, we're going to be in violation of the bylaws. You know? So, I mean, there's no way out. We have to do it, and we have to do it. Hopefully, in the future, those people who are complaining, those part of the national board and local station board that are complaining about the majority can do something else and complain, you know, can do like outreach, you know, do like community events, you know, things like that, raise money or something, you know, I mean, complaining is good, but you gotta do something too, you know.
Okay, so thank you.
I'm going to call myself. I'll just point out that it's been almost 5 years since the foundation last had four meetings, which was back in 2010. And since we've been violating the bylaws, I think it's about time we change the bylaws to correspond to reality. I'm sure that would help us with our problems with the CPB if our bylaws corresponded to our practice and our practice corresponded to our bylaws. We have 5 minutes for public comment. Does anybody in the public care to comment on this question of the bylaws amendment?
I so much enjoyed the recent PMB meeting here. I so much enjoyed it. It was so delightful because I'm not able to go to KPFT. I'm not able to travel to New York City, my hometown. I'm not able to travel anywhere these days. So it is wonderful for the local station localities to embrace and welcome participants of the boards in their communities. But the realities have been already stated. We know what the realities are. And I appreciate, Lydia, that we came under that budget of $20,000. So that was very helpful. We saved a few thousand there. Okay, so that's what has to have been. However, I would like a stipulation that as finances change, that we go back to the model of four meetings per year. And there should be a stipulation somewhere along the way that door can be reopened. Because we're not going to stay where we are. We're moving forward. We're going to get out of this.
It says 1-4.
The Peace and Freedom Party and the Green Party both had statewide plenary meetings for almost nothing in the last couple of years by using a church and sleeping on the floor. The Green Party of the United States is meeting in Ferguson. I'm sure our costs will be less than your board meetings. I don't really get, if you don't care about the bylaws for the last 4 years, why are you changing them so that you don't have to meet again? Democracy is not respected with a telephonic meeting, period. No one can participate in a telephonic meeting, including a lot of the board members who can barely be heard.
And one more behind you.
Yeah, I agree with John Crumshaw's comment and with Doug. I would point out that in the earlier years, before we had the elected boards met, and at very little cost, they stayed in people's homes. And they met in churches or schools free of charge. It's possible if you do it. So I would suggest, and I'm ready for the laughter now, we make it 1-5, not 1-4. There are 5 stations, so each time they have a meeting, people could visit, the national board would visit one full day, not a night for an event, but day to meet with the board and the staff of each of the stations. That would be the ideal. Of course, it's not practical right now, but that's the ideal. We need to change the bylaw. I'm not against this particular change, but this is just tinkering with chairs on the deck before the ship goes down, so to speak. We need to fundamental review of the bylaws, top to bottom.
Thank you. So we're moving to a roll call vote on the bylaws amendment. Can the secretary call the roll?
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankeny Antarim. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstaining.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Pass. Abstain.
Well, you
have abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
I can't.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick. Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
Is there any member present? I neglected to call. All right. Mr. Chair, the yeses are 11, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 2.
I think technically that means that we failed to approve it because we have to get a majority of the... It wouldn't matter.
The threshold is...
We need to get 13 votes in favor to adopt it. You need a majority of
11.
However, the amendment has already passed because three other boards and the national board have adopted it, so...
It's the five of them.
KPFT, WPFW, and KPFA.
So it's
defined. So the procedure for adopting bylaws is that it has to be approved by the national board and then approved by at least three of the five local boards by a majority of the entire board membership in each case. So three boards have approved it, WPFW, KPFT, and KPFA. And that will be indicated as not approving, but it's moved. Thank you. I'm going to turn the microphone back over to the chair.
We came very close.
We're closing those cigars.